Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Odyssey Station.
And now the 0-1 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the hole at short, through, base hit. One run is in. Here comes Swanson scoring. The Cubs take the lead. A ground ball under the glove of Isaiah Kiner-Falefa and into left field, and the Cubs remarkably have an 11-10 lead.
Pat Hughes on the call on the score. Isaiah, he's kind of Falefa. He's, he's not totally Falefa. He's kind of Falefa. He's not so Taguchi.
Yeah, that guy is.
Oh, like, my God.
More Taguchi than you.
Dude,
he's so Taguchi.
That guy was so Taguchi. Isaiah's just, he's just kind of Falefa. The Cubs are 68 and 66. So that's pretty cool. They have to catch the Atlanta Braves.
They've got to not just catch. They've got to jump over. Huh? They got to clear everybody.
They have to get past the Atlanta. They can't just tie the Braves. They don't have the tiebreaker. The Braves have the tiebreaker.
They don't have it with the Mets either, right?
I don't even look at the Mets. Forget the Mets right now.
Well, the Mets are in front of them. Directly in front of them.
That's not even part of the math at the moment. You got to catch the Braves. The Braves are 6 games ahead in the loss column. The Braves have 29 games left. The Cubs have 28 games left.
Uh-oh.
Okay? The Braves are 73 and 60. So this is just what it is, okay?
But the Braves have been kind of, they've been running on empty for a long time.
Then let's play that game, okay? The Braves have a 549 win percentage at the moment at 73 and 60. Let's say,
okay,
I think it's conservative if we say the Braves have a losing record from here on in.
14 and 15?
That's where I started. Okay. Say the Braves go 14 and 15.
And Cubs got to stay hot, kid.
Cubs got to go 20 and 8. They have to go, for the Braves to be, that's 87 wins for the Braves, that's 88 for the Cubs. If the Braves go 14 and 15, which is probably unlikely, this is an experienced team. I know they're beat up.
They're real beat
up. But they're well managed.
Very much so. They've made good moves, too, to like bolster up.
They've shored up some things. Meanwhile, speaking of which, have you looked at Paul DeJong?
Yeah.
What he has been doing in Kansas City? You're talking about making moves?
I'm pretty sure someone in May on this very show was like, you know who's good? The Royals.
Yeah, they're good.
It was me.
Now, let's say this. Yeah, I get that. I see what you're doing.
It was me.
Let's say Atlanta plays to their current percentage. So, and I had that at 17 and 12.
Okay.
Okay. Say they go 17 and 12.
The Cubs have to go, what, 22 and 6?
23 and 5. Now, that can be done.
Sure can.
It would be miraculous. It would be an all-time Chicago sports story.
I like the first scenario that you pointed out.
Okay.
Better. Because I do think that Atlanta team has been leaking oil for forever.
Mm-hmm.
It is a testament to how good their organization is that they're even still in this conversation. Like, it really is. Chris Sale has been amazing so far this season. And you lose two of the best players in your lineup, and you're still right there. You're still a dangerous team. But I could see how they could leak oil. I don't want you to look past the Mets.
Okay.
Because
I didn't even consider the Mets, and they're adding the wild card to this.
Yeah, because
pun intended. But the
Mets have been, the Mets and the Cubs have been mirror images of each other.
Do you remember the slot racing thing that had the car that you didn't control?
Yeah.
It was a one-on-one slot racing thing, and there was I forgot what they called it, like the drone, not the drone car. There was a term for it. It was like red versus blue, and then there was a yellow car, and it would operate on randomly and just mess you up.
And they kind of
almost said something bad there.
And the accelerator for it kind of looked like a snub nose, like pistol. Yeah. It was like I want to say it was orange, maybe like orange with a black.
But it couldn't win. It could just mess you up. That's what the Mets are. Whatever that car was.
They to me have been a lot like the Cubs, except for the fact that they spend a lot of money. They have been the team where you're like, man, this is going really bad. Maybe they'll break this thing up. And the Cubs were just Cubs fans, just like, well, Pete Alonso, let's go get him as soon as. And then they met up, then they played, and then the Mets took care of business against the Cubs. And ever since then, they've been an ascending team. So I'm not counting the Mets out of this thing at all. They're, what, three back of Atlanta right now for that last spot? So the Cubs have got to overtake them because didn't they lose the season series to the Mets? So if it comes down to any sort of tiebreaker thing, the Cubs are screwed. So you got to outright get ahead of these dudes. Stay hot, kid.
Win every game, pretty much.
For sure.
Every loss, if you think about it this way, every loss is just devastating.
And yesterday would have been devastating.
That's why it was fun.
Exactly. Look at you finding the fun in things.
How can you not enjoy yesterday? How can you not enjoy yesterday? When you turn it off and then you flip on Twitter. And I turned it on in large part because I wanted to finish my book yesterday. You know when you get to that part of a book and you're like, you know what? I know I'm going to grind to the end here. I know this is it. I had like 250 pages left of a 780-page book. And
what's the book about?
It's the Stephen King book.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That you started in Vegas.
Yeah, and it's fun. And I was like, all right, I'm just gonna pound this out. And I figured it was night. We had nothing to do yesterday. We got off early. It was weird. You know, we're driving home at a time we're not usually driving home. I'm like, all right, now what am I gonna do with myself? It was I'd already been fishing. I didn't want to go fishing yesterday. And then I'm like, wait, what? I look on Twitter like, the Cubs are
back.
Like, wait, huh? And I just in time, I got there as that go-ahead run was crossing the plate. I'm like, okay, all right.
I've been spending my non-sports watching time binging a show that I can't believe got past me called For All Mankind on Apple TV Plus. It's a really interesting alternative past/future if Russia would have landed on the moon first.
Ooh.
How would that have impacted the space race? And it's really good. And some of the liberties they take of this creates this begat this is really fun. And I'm like, man, how did I miss this? And it right now I'm still in season two and there's four seasons. Season one of that thing was so magnificent. Like the choices they made, the cast of that show. The idea of that Nixon kind of gets to be a hero because of how he really wanted to win the space race. There's a very funny moment, spoiler alert, studs, Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Alert. Alert. Alert.
So because of Nixon pushing the United States forward in the space race, it leads to people on the Democratic side taking the election a little bit more seriously. And when there are some issues at NASA, a certain senator from Massachusetts decides to not go to a party in Chappaquiddick.
Ooh, cool.
And he ends up being the Democrat nominee for president after that. It's been real, like, it's fascinating. Like the tentacles of like multiversal stuff of like, wow, you know what? That does make sense. If that happened, then this would happen and da 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 da. Yes.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texter, Bizarro Dan just both found the fun in something and was pulling a Tyson Bagent and grinding his absolute face off to finish a book.
That's true. You got to do that. Yes,
not
Texter.
Really. It's a Stephen King book. How hard do you have to grind? I'm not reading Tolstoy.
And Texter, yes, I've seen Man in the High Castle.
My absolute face off.
And I have watched Silos. But I can't believe I and Sonya Walker is on this show, and I've been in love with her since Lost.
Sounds kind of adjacent to Man in the High Castle.
Yeah,
did you ever watch that? Oh, sorry.
I literally just said that. What the hell?
I was searching for the Tyson Bagent drop.
Yeah, it's definitely got some Man in the High Castle vibe, and you kind of have to go, spoiler alert, with that too. I didn't like how that ended.
Spoiler alert.
The last season got really sci-fi-y. Like, I felt like it...
A little too much sci-fi-y for me. But highly recommend if you're a space person, even if you just like the science of it. And not
that sounds great.
And not the science fiction, but if you like the science of it, I think it's super cool. Check it out, For All Mankind. It's a 5-year-old series. I think they're getting ready for season 5. But it's cool. They even do, Dan, you would appreciate how they clearly have created a Walter Cronkite to kind of narrate the story through the news.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, when you move forward, they've clearly created a Barbara Walters, like, all of this stuff to, and I
and
guess
you'll get to a Dan Rather, probably. Yeah.
And I guess for seasons 3 and 4, what they did is they put online, like, newsreels.
Oh, yeah.
For the alternative timeline that has been created to catch you up. Like, this is what this...
Well, this is part of what I had to do for this podcast series, that David Singer's podcast series, Incoming, that's on. When I was doing the news voices and the radio alert voices for various eras...
Yeah, this is what it is.
60s, and he wanted me to do like a David Brinkley or Walter Cronkite type voice, and then there was like a John Cameron Swayze sort of voice that you had to do with, and it was he was, you know, directing these specific eras of how you he wanted the alert broadcast to sound.
Then yeah, I think it'd be worth your time to check it out. It's
cool.
It's been a lot of fun for me, and I can't get enough of it. So like after the Cubs game was done, I was just like binging that show.
I just wonder where does Bethencourt?
Bethencourt.
Where does he? Who are some of these other like late season dudes? Like the year they got Gary Gaetti, and Gary Gaetti went off.
Russell Simon.
Not Russell. Randall.
Randall Simon. Randall Simon.
Meta Pyman. I love stories like that. I love lightning in a bottle stories like that because baseball does it. Even mediocre players can have a great couple of months.
7 RBI game is fantastic. I stuck around to watch a little bit of the post game because I wanted to see how they were going to react to that crazy win. And T-Mac got Bethencourt and talked with him after the game. And I was like, we need to bring that back.
Down by 7, you win by 4. How did you guys just pull that one off?
By playing 27 outs. We knew that, you know, we've been playing great. We've been hitting. We've been playing defense. We've been pitching. So we know if we go out there playing 27 outs, even that we were down like 10-3 at one point, I think, we kept saying, like, we got to keep going. We got to keep piling up. We got to eat out and up. And that's what we did.
What was your mindset when you stepped in after they had intentionally walked Pete Crow Armstrong in the ninth to get to you?
Oh, my God. I was like, this is my moment to shine. Even after the first pitch, someone behind me yelled at me, "You stink." I was like, oh, my God, I'm not going to stink right here. So, yeah, I was like, you got to shine right here. You got to put the ball in play and make things happen. And, you know, I hit the ball in the hole, and we were able to score 2 more runs.
At what point did you realize you guys were going to win this game?
When we just strike out the 27 out, you know, we play 27. They also have to play 27s. And, you know, that's the mindset we got to take every night.
So good for him.
Can you name the other catchers since 1901 in Cubs history with 7 or more RBIs in a game?
Damon Berryhill.
Wrong.
Damn it.
I'll give you the years.
Joe Girardi.
No. There's some great names in here.
Paul Bacco.
Old Bucko.
No.
No. What if I give you the years?
What about my man? Why am I blanking on his number 2, maybe? Give me the years.
David Ross.
No. 2018.
Wow.
2018. Who did it?
David Ross.
No.
Oh. Wilson Contreras. Yes, Wilson. It's got to be, right?
Wilson, yeah. Contreras did it May 11th, 2018. 2008. You're so 2000 late.
Taking the fun out of Fergie. Now play her national anthem.
No.
Then we can all have fun.
2008, it was Giovanni Soto. 1980, April 22nd. Who did it?
Jody Davis.
No.
Damn it. That's the right era, though, right?
I don't think he was there yet. I don't think Jody Davis,
2 years away from being
I
there.
I don't think Jody Davis was there yet. This guy had been a Philly. Big old mustache on him. Barry Foote.
Oh, my God, Barry Foote.
Barry Foote did it in 1980. Now, speaking of great mustaches, April 17th, 1974.
Brock Speck.
Well, this guy, this was the era of Cubs mustachioed catchers. Because I think the other catcher on this team was Steve Swisher, the former All-Star and father of the insufferable Nick Swisher. But
Brohio!
On April 17th, 1974, George Mitterwald did it.
Nice.
And this guy, I don't know, 1965, Ed Bailey. You got anything on Ed Bailey? I got nothing for you.
Well, he did his best to save the building and loan.
That's George Bailey.
Oh,
Merry Christmas, movie house.
And Happy New Year to you, too, in jail.
When we come back, let's figure out where the Bears roster stands today. The initial 53 indeed was already just that. There's already been movement since.
Did you see the tweet from Kari Blasingame?
What?
he just tweeted the Undertaker getting out of the coffin.
That's funny.
He's back, baby.
Yeah.
Full backs, baby.
Okay, well, special teamer. I don't know how much he's going to play on offense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.